close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when the ghosts come out to socialize.
Sound like Brace at Home.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Ooh, welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the 100th episode of the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for tonight. I'm Matt.
I'm lawsuit waiting to happen.
Cool and the gang will soon own Grim Grinning Guys. I'm Craig.
Hey, they don't have much to own. Guys, we have done it. This is milestone episode 100.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe it?
It's hard to believe we are there.
Literally unbelievable.
I mean, if somebody said you would have done 10 episodes, I'd believe that.
But 100? We've reached the century mark. Triple digits, Derek.
Well, we can't help but keep going now.
And to honor the 100th episode, we're going to hop in our time machine and talk to Craig.
No.
We're going to talk to 100-year-old Craig.
No. Oh
my gosh.
I think he's barely able to talk now.
I don't think he makes it.
From to be or not to be, Derek, to password.
Your mic is on. I can hear what you're saying.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. To planning your first 2 hours in parks. This has been a ride, ladies and gentlemen.
The Battle Royales are just...
I am just sad it has to come to an end.
I've enjoyed it, guys. I'm going to retire on all my money that I made and start doing full-time tour guide.
Excellent.
Not at Disney, just around Centerville.
Just around Centerville?
Yeah.
Well, listeners, we thank you for helping us make it this far. It has been your encouragement and your help, which has brought us to this milestone of all milestones.
We haven't even mentioned, all the people that wanted us to talk about this milestone. You know, Jimmy Fallon had contacted us. And
The Rock finally got back with us.
The Rock. Taylor? I don't think she ever did.
Huh.
Johnny Carson called and... No, wait, no one, Johnny.
We had the Ouija board out the other night.
Well, this is another one of those episodes where we don't know if we can do it, but we're going to try.
Matthew, you and I believe we can do it. That's we have true. One doubter amongst us that always continues to doubt we can do it.
I don't know that I've ever doubted anything we've tried to do.
All right, let's rewind back to the 80th episode.
I'm still pretty sure we didn't do that.
The 80th episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's...
We did name 80
There's at least frames. 10 things that overlapped.
We named 40 snacks on episode 40. And yes. On episode 10, we named 10 time-saving tips. Today, guys, this is the dream of all dreams.
Yes. Okay.
100 days at Walt Disney World.
And this is not like being employed there?
No.
Oh.
This is... Isn't there... There's a family that's doing something, isn't there? Aren't they there?
I don't know.
What is that, Derek?
Actually living this dream?
Maybe.
I think you're right. They're going to Disney for 100 straight days or 300 straight days.
I don't know.
Well, I know a couple years ago there was a gentleman out in Disneyland who went to Disneyland every day for a year or something like that. Maybe longer. And what we decided to do today for this 100th episode is imagine that we won the lottery and we got to spend 100 consecutive days at Walt Disney World. We're going to tell you something that you could do every day different. We've talked about free things, and some of those may appear. We talked about, back on episode 50, Disney Unlimited. What would you do with an unlimited budget? And so this is a combination of kind of a lot of the things we've talked about at this point in time. How would we spend 100 days at Walt Disney World? And in Grim Grinning Guys fashion, we're just going to go around the squared circle here.
So we're doing one thing a day.
Yep.
And it's kind of unlimited budget, but that's not what we're focused on. We're focused on just doing one thing It doesn't have to be an expensive thing. It could be, but we're going to do it for 100 days.
And there are 100 different things.
Right.
If every day will be different.
Okay.
It will be a different experience. And are we ready to just jump into it? We better if we want to finish this show.
That's right.
Before the end of the year.
Can this show be 100 minutes long?
I about to say it may
be. I hope not. If so, I don't want to edit it. Craig, what are you going to do on day one?
I think because it is our namesake and I think we have to do it, I'm going to head over and first thing I'm going to do is go straight into Magic Kingdom and go over to Haunted Mansion. Do everything Haunted Mansion related. Memento Mori, look at all the tombstones, go through the queue, ride it many, many, many times. That's all I'm doing that one day.
You're just going to ride Haunted Mansion over and over.
I've got 100 days, so I'm going to take my time and really enjoy things.
I like it. Derek, day two.
Day two. Man, this is already tougher than I thought it was going to be.
We're on day two, Derek.
Here we go.
Day two, we are going to go... What if I stayed in Frontierland then, Matthew, and explored it? I've never really explored it a whole lot. I've been in the shop. They've got that one little candy shop with a few souvenirs in it and Big Thunder and Splash and, of course, Country Bear and the Shooting Arcade. So it's got enough there to keep me busy for 3 or 4 hours, I would say, pretty easy. But that would be my target for day two. It's just strictly Frontierland. Day one, Craig was over at Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. It's not a long walk if we spent the night.
If you spent the night
in the park.
I am going to go day three. I'm going to just assume, since we're spending all this time early on at Magic Kingdom, that we're staying at the Contemporary Resort. And I'm going to spend all day on day three at the Contemporary Resort. I'm going to dine, maybe breakfast at Chef Mickey's, maybe dinner at Contempo Cafe. I'm going to go check out the pools. I may even take a little boat ride out on the water. I'm going to ride the monorail. I'm going to do all things Contemporary Resort. I may even go to California Grill.
That's pretty good.
What about you, Craig? Day four.
I am going to do, I'm going to go something I've wanted to do all along and do the, and I don't even know the name of it, behind the scenes on all four parks. I'm going to just do that. That's definitely a full, I think it's like actually an 8-hour agenda for the whole day. But you go to all four parks, go behind the scenes in all four parks on a walking tour. So I've done the Keys of the Kingdom, which is the half a day tour. I'm going to do the whole day tour on day four.
Derek, how about day five?
Day five. We are, you know what? Day five, I think, after having a relaxing day on a tour, I am going to do a little. I'm going to take your monorail again, and I'm going to do resort hopping. It's not something we do it occasionally, but not specifically to see the resorts. So I'm going to take another relaxing day and do the monorail resort loop. So I'm taking the resort loop on day five, another relaxing day.
Resort loop, monorail hopping.
We've got 95 days left, so.
That's true. Day six, look out. I'm heading to a water park, Typhoon Lagoon. I'm going to go spend all day from opening to close at Typhoon Lagoon and do everything that it has to offer. I've been wanting to go back to a water park, guys. I keep waiting for a water park episode, and it's going to happen. But that's how I'm going to spend day six. Craig, how about day seven, man?
Day seven. I'm
now,
gonna
be careful. Only got 93 left.
I'm going to do something that probably Derek would really enjoy that I've kind of come across. Go to Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge and take a tour of both the restaurants. It says that you can do that to Geco and also to Boma. And you get to learn about their culinary delights as well as take just some backstage tours of the restaurants there and also get some free samples.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I think that would be an interesting thing to do in one day.
All right, that's too many gentle days in a row, I think.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
He's ready to go hard.
I think we are... What day are we on, Matthew?
Day eight.
Day eight. We are going thrill-seeking. Park-hopping, thrill-seeking. We're going to hit Expedition Everest, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, and whatever else we consider a thrill.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Big Thunder.
Painful thrills, yes.
maybe Test Track? I don't know. Something. I mean, you didn't try to hit up all four parks or just...
Whatever.
Thrill rides.
Thrill rides.
You were looking for a rush.
Grand Fiesta.
Grand
Fiesta.
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 Oh, Fiesta.
Day 9, I'm going to head over to Epcot and I'm going to eat around the world. I'm going to eat a little sampling of something in every country, and I'm hoping that this weekend... Did you guys realize that I'm actually at Walt Disney World right now as this is being released?
Really?
Yes. And I'm hoping to do some snacking around the world today, as a matter of fact. But I'm going to go and eat around the world.
Are you going to get school
bread? No, I hope not. And
you will.
So I'm going to go and eat around the world in World Showcase, maybe take in a few live shows in World Showcase, the Jeweled Dragon Acrobats, perhaps. But I'm going to enjoy my time in World Showcase. So that is day 9. Craig, day 10.
Okay, I found something else I've always wanted to do but I've never done. I think it would be kind of neat to do, and that would be to go in that, where the Coral Reef restaurant is, to go into the big pool and do some diving.
Ah, yes. I can't think of the name of that tour. But it's
I think that the water is called the Caribbean Coral Reef Saltwater Aquarium.
Mm.
But you always see the divers in there, and I like to do that sometimes. So I think I'd like to do that one day and just enjoy my time diving and watch people eat.
You ever been scuba diving?
I never have. Well, I kind of have, but not really.
Great place to learn, I guess.
Yeah.
Derek, day 11. Boy, we are spending some cheddar here.
I haven't done anything that cost extra.
Oh, well.
Except for a park hopper.
But. Yeah. What are you going to do on day 11, Derek?
Day 11. I don't know what I'll do during the day, but the evening, I'm going to go see Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
Good choice.
So just hang out at the... Let's say you just hang out at a hotel. What hotel are you going to hang out at that day? Because we've left the Contemporary.
Just hang out at Fort Wilderness.
You're going to stay at Fort Wilderness?
Sure.
In a tent.
In a tent.
Fantastic. Tent. One night in a tent. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you hang out at Fort Wilderness and go to...
Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Matthew, I know something you could do.
What's that?
For the what number are we on?
Day 12. What can I do?
Day 12. You could do something you're doing actually this weekend.
What's that?
What are you doing this weekend? What have you been practicing?
Well, practicing is loose. Don't know how much I've done that. I did run today. I'm going to participate in a Run Disney event. Say a 5K or a 10K. We won't go much beyond that. So, yeah, Run Disney. I know my friend, our friend Josh loves Run Disney. So, Run Disney event, day 12.
Just a quick interruption. While you're there and you're running Disney, yours starts in Epcot?
It starts outside of Epcot and finishes in Epcot.
Okay.
Yes. 10K. So be thinking of me tomorrow morning. I'll be putting some things on our Twitter page early in the morning.
As you run?
Hopefully, yes.
Cool.
Now, it'll be about 5 a.m. Central Time, so you may have to go back in your feed to find it. But
you're going to love getting up early.
Am I? Day 13, Craig. Ooh, day 13, kind of ominous. What will you do?
Today, guys, since we've been going pretty crazy, you know, this is day 13.
Uh-huh.
Let's get a little breathing. Let's rest today.
Okay.
And then
where are we resting?
Coronado Springs.
Okay.
Just kind of take it easy, Coronado Springs. And then we're going to end up at an after hours event. Probably, let's go to Hollywood Studios for an after hours.
I'll be doing that this weekend. In the name of research.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, you guys did the one at Magic Kingdom, so yes. I'm trying to do my part. Day 14, Derek.
Day 14, it sounds like it would be a fantastic day for golfing.
Which course are you going to play?
I'm going to go for the Magnolia?
Yeah, sure. It's a good one. I don't know. What the difference in any of them are?
I don't either. That's the only one that comes to mind right offhand. But I enjoy a good day of golfing, and so why not do it on day 14?
I like it.
2 weeks in.
Day 15. We've been there 2 weeks. Day 15. I'm going to go to Animal Kingdom And I'm going to focus specifically on the animals. I'm going to ride safaris. I'm going to check out the Gorilla Falls Trail and the Maharaja Jungle Trek and all the Discovery Island trails. I'm going to use it just as a day to get in touch with my inner animal.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do that every day.
Well,
that can be kind of scary
for you. Craig, day 16. I mean, the days are ticking away here.
Now, this doesn't sound like a full day event. It really isn't. But I think I'd like to go down to Disney Springs, and I'd like to take a little trip in an amphicar. Just go out. We ate at, is it?
The Boathouse.
Boathouse. Mm-hmm. And we watched that when we ate, and I'd like to go out there and do that. And just, it's an actual car that goes out in the water and kind of goes around there for a while. I'm not really sure even how long that lasts. But let me see. Oh, 20 minutes. So that's not much of the day, guys, but...
You can eat somewhere down there. Yeah, maybe go see a movie at the AMC Dine-In Movie Theater.
Just spend some time down at Disney Springs.
Some time at Disney Springs.
With the focus
Who
of going around
like
the amphicar.
Who wouldn't like to spend some time at Disney Springs?
You wouldn't, but that's something else.
Derek, day 17.
All right, I'm going to do my first tour today, and I am going to do the Caring for Giants.
That's the one.
I would like to go and see the elephants up close. I think that would be, not only is it educational, but it's one of the least expensive options in the touring field, I believe. Couldn't tell you how much it is. $30, I've got it here. Sorry, I don't know why I had to laugh.
It's a good deal.
But $30 and you don't get to pet them, but you get close.
Mm-hmm. On day 18, I'm going to move over to the Boardwalk Hotel. I'm gonna stay in the Boardwalk Villas. Why not? And on that day, you guys are going to like this. I'm going to play every putt-putt course that Disney has to offer. I'm going to enjoy the Boardwalk, and then I'm going to go over to Fantasia Gardens, play both courses there, and then go to Winter Summerland and play both courses there. So if you're math people, that's 72 holes of miniature golf on day 18.
That's a lot of mini golf.
In honor of 18-hole courses on day 18. That is a lot of mini golf.
Without a real putter. I don't think I could do that.
Craig, day 19. What are you doing?
Day 19. I think you said this while ago, but I'd like to do just spend a day doing this. Just rent a boat and be out on, I like to, you know, on Seven Seas Lagoon and just kind of spend the day out there just boating around and enjoying the boat on the water all day long.
All day long. That's a lot of boating. Derek, how about you?
All right, today I am going to, you're not going to believe this.
What are you going to do?
My objective for the day is to only eat snacks. All snacks all day. I may do some park hopping.
Won't you be sick by the end of the day?
I might be, but it's easy to do. You start with breakfast with a carrot cake cookie.
Mm-hmm.
You have lunch over at Friar's Nook.
Uh-huh.
With the potato barrels and... whatnot you want on there, whatever you want on there. And then a slushy here and there. I think you could do it.
Yeah.
And probably spend...
Well, I know you could do it.
It might cost you as much as the dining plan, but...
Yeah. But everybody could do it. You could do it, Derek.
That's right.
I believe in you.
I'm a snackaholic.
On day 21, I'm going to spend all my time in Epcot Future World. I spent one day in World Showcase snacking. I'm going to ride every ride in Future World. I'm going to see every show. I may go ride them multiple times. I'm going to eat in either Sunshine Seasons or Electric Umbrella. And I'm just have a grand old time in Future World. I'm going to do some shopping in Mouse Gear.
Not very long, though. He's probably going to... Hey, guys, I'll meet you in China.
Oh, no. I'm not leaving Future World. Craig, day 22. We are rolling right along.
I've seen it before, but I've never done it. And again, probably not a all-day event, but I may ride that balloon over in Disney Springs. You see it high above everybody and kind of just floats up there, and then they'll bring it back down. I like to do that and see what all you can see.
Characters in Flight, is that still what it's called?
No,
it used to be.
Not 100% sure.
Well, that'll be fun. And you can, again, spend some more time eating and shopping at Disney Springs.
Yes.
Derek, day 23.
Disney Springs sounds fantastic. So why not go back and do a little VR? I don't know if I want to do Ralph or The Void, but I would lean towards The Void.
Well, don't they all take place at The Void? I think the Void is location, and you can do either Star Wars or Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
That's probably right, but I would do the Star Wars one.
Yeah.
And try not to get in trouble for... Because I've heard about people getting in trouble for, like, squatting or whatever, you know. Not squatting, like, trying to take over an abode.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
So, Derek's going to do some virtual reality at Disney Springs. I tell you what, y'all are spending a lot of time at Disney Springs.
Hey, you got 100 days? Even you would be at Disney Springs.
I don't know. Not that much. Day 24, I'm going to check into a new hotel because why not? I'm going to check in to the Grand Floridian. And I am going to spend a day in high society. I'm going to go to the spa, the Census Spa. I'm going to have a manicure, pedicure, massage. I'm going to spend some time in the hot tub. I'm going to listen to the orchestra play in the Grand Floridian. I'm going to eat at Citricos, Narcoosie's, and Victoria and Albert's. I am highbrowing it today, Derek.
You can't eat at all those.
Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. So I'm going to spend a luxurious day at Grand Floridian. And Craig, if there's anything we know, it's that we DVC renters love luxury.
Oh, us DVC renters are all about luxury.
In fact, as we speak, I'm currently DVC renting at the Beach Club.
You are at the Beach Club.
Excuse me. I am a DVC renter.
That'll never get old. Craig, what about day 25? We're almost a quarter of the way there.
Guys, I'm going to go and I am going to do the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom game.
For the first time.
For the first time ever.
All day.
And just, well, as long as it takes me, I'll take my time, won't be in a rush and knock people down and stuff like that, but I'll just slowly enjoy my time as I play that game with the kids, not just by myself.
And you're going to seek to defeat it all in one day.
That's right.
I like it. Derek, day 26.
Day 26. Can I take multiple days?
Sure, take 26 and 27. Take as many as you want.
Well, I'm just thinking that. What if I took an evening of the next few days and watched the nighttime spectaculars?
Oh, so you want to take evening over day 26, 27, 28, and 29.
And I want to watch all the nighttime shows each day. How about that?
I like that. This is what I'm going to do during the daytime of those days. I'm going to watch all the other shows that don't happen at nighttime.
Ooh, all the parades?
So let's say on day 26, we do Magic Kingdom. We'll check out all the parades and shows we can, and at night, we'll watch Happily Ever After. And on day 27, we'll head over to Animal Kingdom. And during the day, we'll watch Festival of the Lion King, Finding Nemo, other stuff, Up Birds of Prey, as much as we can. And then at night... And then at night we'll see Rivers of Light. And on day 28 we'll see all the shows in Epcot. And at night we'll see Illuminations.
Wow.
Well, Illuminations, it's done now, isn't it? Whatever the replacement
it's not
is.
Done yet.
Are you sure?
It's not till later. It's yeah. No.
And then on day 29, I think that is, we will go to Hollywood Studios. We'll watch all the shows, plenty of shows to see there during the day. And then that night, we will watch Fantasmic and Star Wars, the Galactic Spectacular.
Maybe. That might be a two-nighter.
If we can squeeze it in. So, Craig, that's days 26, 27, 28, and 29. All shows, four straight days. We will be showed out and showed up.
Well, then I'm going to get... Well, I'll still be in the parks a little bit, but mostly outside the parks. And I'm going to... On this one day... I'm going to ride every form of transportation you can ride at Disney World. The monorails, all the different boats.
That's easy.
The train.
Well, a boat's a boat.
No, all the different boats.
Every one of them?
Every different, not every boat out there, but all the different types of boats.
Okay.
And the different boats that go to different places. So in other words, if I ride a boat in Seven Seas Lagoon, I have to ride a different boat over at going from... Hollywood Studios.
You're going to be working hard that day.
That's what I'm saying.
I like it.
But we'll ride every form of transportation that's available.
Fantastic.
Including the TTA.
Fantastic.
As long as it's working, no, don't have to sit there for an hour.
That drops you off in the same spot. That doesn't count.
Okay.
Transportation, you should have to get off somewhere new.
I think. Well, so does the train for that matter then.
Yeah, but you can get off somewhere else.
You can get off the TTA. Yeah, but you
not without you getting kicked out. Hey, your 100 days will be cut short.
You get off the TTA in a different spot.
Oh, man. We better keep it going here. Derek, day 31.
Day 31. It sounds, you know, I had the snack thing the other day, a few days ago. What day did I have my snack challenge on?
That would have been day 21.
Okay, 21. So it's been a few days. I think now I'm on my dairy challenge.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Every meal has to include some form of ice cream.
Derek's trying to put himself in the hospital. There's no way he's going to make 100 days.
I'm thinking. Or ice cream-like substance. I'm thinking for lunch, I'm having a Dole Whip. Breakfast, why not have a premium Mickey bar for breakfast? And then lunch, have the Dole Whip. And then, let's see, what else do I like? We're gonna close out supper with ice cream from France in the World Showcase. I'm thinking.
Now, are you going to have things in addition to this?
I may be sick a few days. I may be sick a few days because I do believe I might be a little bit lactose intolerant.
Well, then I'll take day 32 and spin it in the infirmary. The baby care center in Magic Kingdom.
Perfect. Do they have private bathrooms? What I'm going to need.
Can I take day 32 and 33?
Have at it.
Okay, so day 32, I'm going to just do some R&R at the Wilderness Lodge. I've checked into the Wilderness Lodge. I'm going to eat at the Wilderness Lodge. I'm going to hang out by the pool. I'm going to rest by the fireplace, but I'm not going to do much of anything. That night, I may watch the electrical water pageant, but I'm going to hang out. And then on day 33, I'm going to try the WDW, is it 48 challenge?
Yes.
It's the Ride Every Ride challenge.
There you go.
That a lot of you may see out there on social media. Theme Parkology are the ones that kind of sponsor that. Kenny the Pirate does that quite often. But I'm going to give that a try. I'm going to rest up the day before, and then the next day see if I can ride every ride in a single operating day. And
that is a tough challenge.
I know. I want to try it one day. But then again, I just don't think it would be all that enjoyable. And if I go there, I want to enjoy myself. Craig, day 34.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and I'm going to stay at the yacht club because I just like saying yacht club.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to stay there. And then...
Now, do you have a yacht?
Depends on if you call a John boat a yacht.
Well, sure.
Okay.
A John boat?
It's John.
John boat and
John's
Billy in the
boat.
Morning?
John's boat. after I leave the yacht club, then I'm going to head over and I'm going to... First, I'm going to talk with our listener, Jordan. Her mom was on the show, so... weeks ago with the RTR, and I'm gonna get a list of all these walls and all these different doors and things you need pictures in front of.
Oh, good.
And I'm gonna spend the whole day doing that, getting pictures in front of doors and windows and walls and other things.
Derek's dream day.
Yes.
Dream day.
I'm gonna do that just for the kids.
Okay. What day, Matthew?
Day 35.
Day 35. I am hoping it is in the spring of the year, and I'm going to do something I've done before, and that's going to be go to the Braves spring training.
Ooh, I like that.
Game, and like I said, I've done that before, and I don't think they're going to be around a whole lot longer to do that. I think they're moving after maybe this year. But
well, we better go.
It's something enjoyable, and Matthew doesn't like baseball, but Craig and I do.
Yes.
Well, we better go do that now.
So that's what I'm going to spend a day doing.
You think our wives would be okay if we just took off for 100 days?
Sure.
I mean, it's in the name of...
The question is, will our bosses be okay with it?
I don't think... I'm not worried about that.
Oh, okay. No.
Day 36, I am going to go to the other water park, Blizzard Beach. And I'm going to do everything. And I mean, well, I'm not going to do Summit Plummet, but I'm going to do
everything. Why are you scared of that?
Because I fear the pain that would happen to my back. So it's strictly a physical pain reason as to why I wouldn't do it. So I'm not going to do Summit
Plummet.
But you
don't know if that really hurts.
I'm sure it will.
It can't be any worse than a Billy
I'm
Buster.
Not good with body slides, period. So I'm going to do Blizzard Beach and have a big old time there. I'm really shocked that you guys didn't take the water parks before I did.
We didn't want to step on your toes.
Craig, day 37, how will you spend it?
Day 37, I am going to head over to Fort Wilderness, and I am going to go on a trail ride with a horse.
All day?
Yes, all day. I won't be able to walk the next day, so we plan on... I'm doing something a little bit different, but we're riding a horse. I don't feel like I'm a cowboy for a day.
Just ride it the whole day?
I'm putting a cowboy hat on and everything.
You get this expression on his face, Derek.
I'm spitting the back and everything.
Backy.
Okay, well, backy. Derek, take into consideration, you probably won't be able to walk on day 38.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the Disney Springs.
Okay.
And I'm going bowling.
Ooh.
Over at Splitsville, something I haven't done
yet. So now you'll be able to walk or use your arms the day after that.
Yep.
Matthew.
Well, actually, when I bowl, it's funny. When I bowl, it's my thumb. Something about that thumb hole is not.
Ball. Yeah,
it could be that I'm using the 3-pound ball.
Maybe that.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
3-pound ball.
You thought halfway down.
I do. Well, no. Actually, I try to hit it in the air. all the way. So I've been kicked out of a few places.
I don't know why.
Now, y'all are going to like this one. I am going to go to stay at, I'm going to go back to the Contemporary. I'm going to get a Magic Kingdom View room. And I'm not going to leave the room the entire day. Craig has rode a horse for an entire day. Derek has had us go bowling, and so I'm going to just sit in my room, order room service. I may sleep. At night, I'll watch the fireworks from my room, but I'm not going to leave the room. I'm going to stay there all day.
Enjoy the plush accommodation. Where are you staying?
The Contemporary.
Contemporary. Back at the Contemporary, huh?
Back to the Contemporary, hanging out. Craig?
Well,
day 39.
I've already done the... backstage tour of all the parks. This time I am going to do just go hang out in the Utilidors all day long. I'm gonna get as far
tour.
Yeah, on a tour I'm gonna go down there, but I you know, just kind of hang out in the Utilidors as part of that the small backstage backstage tour. But I don't think you get to see
Do they allow you to just stay down there?
Probably not.
I don't think they do.
But I'm just saying.
Craig has this weird obsession with these Utilidors, and he just wants to lurk.
I'll probably just do the Kings of Kingdom tour again, because that's more just all Disney, all Magic Kingdom. So I probably will do that and try not to get arrested. But I'll be.
So you're going to be lurking?
Yes.
If all else fails, you can just tell him your doctor's down there and you're looking for him.
Exactly.
That's right. And that you're sick.
Maybe I could bum a Mickey costume off somebody or something.
Because they leave those laying around.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, for $10, I'll take the costume.
Derek, it's time for day 40. And guys, I know we're kind of getting late here in the show. I think you guys can disagree with me. I think it's going to be best to just break this up into two episodes. And we'll do the first 50 days today. And how about the next 50 days on Monday?
I was going to say it's probably a good idea. Our listeners probably amen in that. They're probably like, yes.
Probably
but then
so.
Again, they're probably going, wait, we got to hear this again.
Yeah, well.
So.
Hey, it's our show.
100 of them.
100 of them. So, Derek, day 40.
Day 40. I'm
speaking of 40.
40. I am going to hit all four parks today.
Oh,
with
I
a
like
very
it.
Strict plan, you would think I'm gonna do a lot of stuff in the parks, but I'm there strictly to go to the Starbucks.
At all I'm the parks,
I'm gonna get caffeinated up. I don't even drink caffeine except for what's in chocolate or whatever. But I'm going to get like the most caffeinated espresso double shot, whatever, at every one of them, and I'm going to be jacked up.
For what?
I don't know.
Are you going to do anything else during the day? Well, you going to ride anything?
My heart might give out on day 40.
Derek is trying to destroy us, Greg. That's his goal.
I think so.
That is his goal. Day 41, I am going to go. You know what? We haven't spent a lot of time at Hollywood Studios. I think I'm just going to go ride every ride in Hollywood Studios.
Well, that's a quick day.
I'm going to see how many times I can ride those rides in Hollywood Studios using FastPass and other things. Just see how many rides I can get done in a day at Hollywood Studios. Craig, day 42.
I'm going to go stay. We're moving places to stay, boys. We're going to stay at the Polynesian Villas and Bungalows. We're going to go upscale here and stay out on the water. And so we kind of move where we're staying. And then I'm going to spend the day, I'm going to go buy one of those books. I'm going to spend all day looking for hidden Mickeys all day long.
Wait, so you've got the bungalow, but you're going to spend time going elsewhere?
Well, we'll come back and stay.
Didn't I say I'd wait like a week to stay in a bungalow or 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, no. I got connections. We're staying there.
So Poly Bungalow and hidden Mickeys. It's going to be an adventurous day.
That just throws me. We're going to stay there, but then we're going to go somewhere else.
Well, I mean, we're staying there. Well, I mean, we're still got. All right, make it a 2-day thing, guys. Come on, get on my back, man.
Just if we're staying at the bungalows, bungalow.
I've not fussed at anything y'all said, but y'all are tearing mine apart right
no,
here.
No. We're going to stay at the bungalows and we're going to go hunt for hidden Mickeys.
My goodness,
that's fine,
man.
To each his own. Derek, the next day,
100th episode, maybe it.
That's my secret plan.
Let's see. What day are we on?
43. Day 43.
Nearly there. Nearly halfway there.
Nearly halfway there.
I am going to... You said we haven't spent... You're going to try and ride all the things at Hollywood Studios.
As many times as I can, yes.
And I will go to the studios again, and I'm going to try to experience all the Star Wars things at studios on day 43.
Oh, that could be fun.
And so I'm going to make it a Star Wars day. We're going to watch the parade or whatever they do, the march.
Mm-hmm. March of the First Order.
Go and meet whoever I got to meet.
Watch all the films.
Watch the films.
Fireworks.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a grand time.
And I'm going to eat at Backlot Tour.
Backlot Express.
I'm sorry, Backlot Express.
Well, and if we postpone this a few months, go after Star Wars Galaxy's Edge open.
I'm never going again.
Day 44 it is now time for. I'm going to spend this day in New Orleans. I'm going to go over to Port Orleans French Quarter, do everything it has to offer, and then walk down the way and go to Port Orleans Riverside and do everything it has to offer. So I'm going to spend my whole day there on the bayou. And may even take a boat ride down to Disney Springs, but I will get off and then get right back on the boat and ride.
He's
the
a pool
boat back.
Hopper.
Yes. Yep.
So, Port Orleans day it is.
Okay, guys.
Day 45, Craig.
Guess what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm going to go to the Carousel of Progress and sit in there all day.
No way.
Long.
No way.
I'm trying to think. I think I would rather do that than sit in Small World all day.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Can you imagine all day long just sitting there and it's spinning around all day long?
I wonder if they would let you just sit in there.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
I don't think they would.
Why wouldn't they?
I just don't think they would.
I mean, it's not like it's packed theater. That's every true. Show.
Well, here's the thing. We don't have days just waste when we go there
if
and
you
find out.
Yeah, but if you have 100 days, you could.
With this, you do, yes.
It's a great big over.
It would always
and
be tomorrow.
Over and over. It's like Groundhog Day.
Derek, how about day 46?
Day 46. I am looking forward to something that you like to do. We haven't been to the beach club yet, have we?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm going to do something that you enjoy doing.
I like it.
And I'm going to stay at the beach club and enjoy the pool there. I can't remember the name of it.
Storm Along Bay. Yeah.
The best. I don't. I've seen it in passing, walking by, and it looks awesome. And so, I would like to spend a day there.
Storm Along Bay, fantastic.
Almost as good as a water park.
It is. You can definitely spend a lot of time there. And they've got a good little outdoor grill there, too. Day 47, you guys have hit up Haunted Mansion and Frontierland Magic Kingdom. I'm going to spend my entire day in Fantasyland. I'm going to do everything Fantasyland has to offer. I saw Josh recently had a post of his how to do everything in Fantasyland in a day touring plan. It was quite successful. So we're going to do Fantasyland on day 47. Craig, we got 3 days left. How about day 48?
Three more days. Let me see.
Well, three more days for this episode.
Right. Matthew mentioned a while ago going around to eating around the world. I may try on this day not to go to the parks and just eat around the resort eating places. Or just get a sample from each resort.
Every resort?
Every one of them.
Wow.
Just like a little sample something.
So you're
like,
talking about 20-something different stops.
Yeah. You got all day.
You've got all day.
That's a lot of time spent in a vehicle getting from resort to resort. I like it, though.
I'll Uber to each one.
Are we? Did we rent a car?
Sure, why not? We can do whatever we want to.
Really kind of neat, though, to go to each resort and kind of sample something from each one. And
not in a day.
I would get something unique to that resort, too. Like I would go, say, for instance, French Quarter and get some beignets. I would get something unique to each resort, not something like a hamburger from each resort, you know, something like that.
20 hamburgers.
Corn dogs. Give me your corn dog nuggets.
So I'd try to get something a little different.
I like that, Craig. Every resort, he says.
They all have a little something special, I think, about them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Derek, day 49.
I'm going to say that this is something we mentioned on the Unlimited episode. I'm going to spend at least the morning of one day fishing. I would like to go fishing at Epcot in the whatever that lagoon is. I don't know the name of it. I think you can go fishing in several places, and I think that would be neat because they're going to not have you catch anything.
There you go.
Why not? Hey.
Have at it. Fish, fish, fish. Well, guys, the last day for this episode, I'm going to go to Tangerine Cafe with all three of us, and we're going to have an all-day Grim Grinning Guys recording at Tangerine Cafe. We're going to sit out there. We're going to sample the fare throughout the day. It's a very laid-back place, and we're just going to record, and we're going to talk Disney and just enjoy the sights and sounds. If people want to come up and talk to us, by all means, they can do it.
Change my mind?
Sure.
No.
Absolutely. So we're gonna make it to the halfway point here with a live Grim Grinning Guys podcast recording at Tangerine Cafe, one of our favorite places. And that, guys, takes us through half of 100 days at Walt Disney World. Celebrate good times, come on.
We're gonna celebration.
And that'll bring us to a segment we like to call...
What do we like to call it?
Grimness.
All right. Looking back over the last...
That kind of hurt, guys.
Looking back over the last 100 episodes, this is my question. Looking back over the last 100 episodes... What's the one episode, and I know what you guys are going to say, what's the one episode you wish we had not done? What's the one episode you regret doing?
Well, you get to go first.
I get to go first. I'm going to say the one that I wish we really probably hadn't done was the live recording at Port Orleans Riverside just because the sound quality was so terrible.
That's probably...
I think we probably should have just... saved our thoughts and done that when we got back into the studio. But hey, it was something different, something unique, and so I liked it in that respect, but I kind of wish we could go back and change that.
Change a setting on the phone.
Yes.
That's probably all that had to good. Do.
Or if we would just would have taken our equipment, but that would have been kind of a pain.
Craig, what about you? Which episode do you regret doing?
Probably I am going to say, even though I really... You know, I really didn't enjoy that one, though, just about the say, I was about to say Grim Grinning Gossip. I still am, according to Jamie last week, it was not a very good episode, but I still wonder, and we've never got a response, Matthew, how many people actually listened to the whole thing through.
Which one? Grim Grinning Gossip?
Grim Grinning Gossip. So, I mean, it had lots of downloads.
You didn't hear it from me, but I think everybody loved it.
So I'm going to say, which we may do eventually down the road again, but Grim Grinning Gossip probably.
Grim Grinning Gossip.
Yep.
Well, gee, I wonder what Derek is going to say.
I'm going to take two episodes.
Grim Grinning Gossip was actually episode 58, for those of you that want to know.
And don't bother. Well, you can bother. Go ahead. We need the downloads.
Before Derek, I'm just sitting here looking at our admin on Podbean. You want to hear our top 10 episodes? Since this is our 100th episode,
sure.
Couldn't know. Our top episode all time downloaded, episode 12, our first Hall of Personalities with none other than Josh from EZWW. Episode 70, Enchanted Extras with Josh. Episode 71,
I see a theme.
Ranking Disney Characters with Josh.
Character Meals.
Yes. All right. Then we get to episode 1, is number 4.
Uh-huh.
Episode 70.
That's not my least favorite, but that may be the worst episode.
But I think it lets people know who we are. I mean, he's real simple and just kind of introduced ourselves.
I didn't really get into that when I...
Episode 77, here you go, Derek's RTR of September Trip. Mm-hmm. Episode 72, Planning for Party Season. Episode 68, Your First 2 Hours. Episode 64, Our Recent Trip Rundown. Episode 59, Ranking Every WDW Ride. That was a popular one.
Those were some fun ones.
And episode 67, Listener Idea Getting... What was that one?
I had a listener telling me the other day they were hating on Craig for ranking the Safari so low. They're still giving him heck about that. Oh, man.
So there's our top 10 as of all time. And Derek, what is your number one most
regrettable episode?
Well, it has to be 1A or 1A and 1B.
Sure.
To be or not to be.
That would be episode 37 and 88.
I'm just not a... I'm sorry, Matthew. Matthew's usually the idea guy, and a lot of these episodes have been his idea, but...
I don't know if I want you telling people that.
This one here, those two, we gave in to him the second time just because he enjoyed the first time so much, but I'm hoping that there's not a third.
3B or not 3B?
But I make no guarantees.
Well, this has been fun.
Even though we bash Matthew.
We are 100 episodes in, and we look forward to maybe the next 100. We'll see. Who knows where the future is going to take us. We thank you, the listeners, for supporting us. And as always, continue to share with your friends, family, and loved ones, and let them know that we're here to help you plan your perfect Walt Disney World vacation. Guys, anything else before we sign off? We will be back on Monday with the other 50 days of our 100 days at Walt Disney World.
And recently, we have been getting a whole lot of emails about people asking about upcoming trips, and we love that. Keep pouring those in, and we'll keep trying to help you. Even when you have simple questions, we're glad to answer those, and we do that more often than you know, and we're glad to help out with that in any way we can. So keep those emails coming, grimgrinningguys@gmail.com, or follow us, especially right now. Go and look at our Twitter account as Matthew is posting stuff. Derek posted stuff on his recent trip. Just keep up with us on social media, especially Twitter, and you'll see a lot of that is Grim Grin Guys at our Twitter feed. So just
we are
appreciate
pretty quiet
it.
In between trips.
We are.
We do a lot of liking and
yes
and stuff like that. We don't.
You'll know when we're on a trip.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Well, listeners, as you leave on this 100th episode, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
You know what? I mean, we're on day 25. We spent 25 days. We're busy. Guys, I'm going to head over to the spa and just take a good day of relaxing.
That's what I just did.
Did you really?
At Grand Floridian.
I missed that part because I don't. Oh, I got you. I was thinking something else. Sorry.
He did. He took everything from Grand Floridian. You can't do anything. I know. Grand Floridian.
Thanks a lot.
Luxury.
All right. Well, let me find something else.
You can go to the Welshley Arms.
The what?
From Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
The Welshley Arms. Is that where Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon sit in the hot tub?
The hot tub?
Can I get a hot tub? Hot tub time machine.